Are we in the building right now? With you. What you saying, booty? What you got to say? My Princess Leia? Huh? What you got to say? Well, no, your mama will be Princess Leia. You would be like Baby Yoda. Yeah, that would be you. But what's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite anime and manga commentary podcast. The Black Hockey Podcast is back. Had to throw that at my cat because y'all know she likes to talk when I'm talking. But are we here? I'm here for another one. Welcome back into the building. Feel what I'm saying, but we are back. We're here again for another one, not a long one, but a great one. Before we get into everything, I know that people are seeing me. You know what I'm saying? This is not my head that you're seeing. I got my Darth Vader mask on in celebration and appreciation for Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I don't know how long I'm going to stay in this mask, right? Like, again, this is not going to be a long show, but again, I don't know how long I'm going to stay in this mask. I had a pin. Like, I have a pin back here, like a little bobby pin. I have a little bobby pin back here that's literally, like, keeping this mask together because, obviously, the mask is a little bit too big for my head. But we're here. I'm happy to be here. Excited to be here. Hope you guys can hear me well. Again, I know the mask and the thing, but I'm trying to keep in the theme with everything. You feel what I'm saying? Trying to keep it in. But again, not a long show today. Just kind of celebrating the Star Wars, just chronicles, the brand, everything. And to be honest with you, I've never really been like the big Star Wars dude. Right? Now, I can honestly say, all of the Star Wars movies that I've watched probably have been, they've probably been most of the newer ones, right? But I can tell y'all now, my girl, my boy, like my homeboy, they love Star Wars. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I've never met two individuals who love this, all of what Star Wars is. Right, but Star Wars has done so much for just cinema and cosplay. When we talk about when you go to some of these conventions and just see how Star Wars has really elevated itself into a stratosphere that I don't even think it understood it was going to go into, right? Like the mask that I got on right now, Darth Vader is probably one of the most recognizable characters of all time. He is. He's one of the most recognizable characters of all time. Think about that. This man created, what, 30 plus years ago? I'm probably, you know, pushing it, but like 30, maybe 40 plus years ago, has been in the, how can we say, has been in the American kind of fabric of superhero villain, has been in that kind of zeitgeist for more than 30 plus years. And when we talk about some of the best villains in villain history, we have to put this man up there. Now, again, I didn't watch all of them. I know some of the early ones were great. You feel what I'm saying? Like, but they were just long as hell. Like, think about this. Star Wars series, the Lord of the Rings series, all of these series, I've never really, well, that's a lie. That's a lie. Let me take that back. I did get into the Lord of the Rings series. I did, but it was for a fabric. It was just the first three movies, really, for real, for real. So when I think about Star Wars and what it's really given to the culture, in American cinema, and just how it's really interweaving itself and interwoven itself, however you want to call it, and just the fabric of society worldwide, is amazing. You feel what I'm saying? Now, again, I wasn't really watching all the movies. However, though, right? However, and but I was playing the games. You understand what I'm saying? Because to me, the games are always better than the movies, right? And I do mean the video games that came on Xbox, PlayStation, all of that good stuff. I was always there playing the games, right? And so I had early games like Revenge of the Sith. They had a game like that on like Xbox. I got some of the early Star Wars games on Xbox 360, Xbox, PlayStation. Even some of the ones now that are on PlayStation 5, I tried them out. They're pretty good too. You know what I'm saying? Star Wars, again, continues to reinvent itself. It is amazing how a brand can continue to just really, how can I put this? And as a person who really has not gotten into the world of Star Wars at all, right? Because there are people who, again, my girlfriend literally has a Star Wars jacket. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? She has a Star Wars jacket. Like when she went out here and went to work earlier this morning, Star Wars jacket, like got the shirt with the stormtrooper up there. It had a shirt like, if you know the Starry Night mural, right? It was kind of a play off that. So a stormtrooper with a Starry Night mural kind of combined look fire. She had the jacket, and when I say the jacket, let me break this jacket down. And I hope when she come back, I can take a picture of this jacket. The jacket has "May the Fourth be with you" on the back. It is a denim black jean jacket, literally. Has all of the buttons. Every Star Wars reference character from RTD2 to Mago Robot Man to Obi-Wan to Luke to Darth. To the stormtroopers, hell, you got my guy from the Mandalorian on there. Everybody, I said, you got Baby Yoda, you got old Yoda. Like she had literally everybody on there, which was, I'm like, and I know my boy, shout out to Dale. I know my boy, he loved May 4th. Loved May 4th. I remember him coming in. And sitting here like, yo, let's go to see Star Wars. He asked us one day, like, y'all ever seen Star Wars? And we was like, nah, we really don't get into that like that. He's like, I love Star Wars, bro. Every new movie of Star Wars that came out, I believe we went with him too to go see it. But even if we didn't, he was there going to see the movie. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not going to lie, the newer Star Wars movies were kind of popping. You feel what I'm saying? Those was kind of popping with the black dude. Who was that? Joe Boyega? Lord have mercy. I just call that man Bodega. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. But who is your favorite character? Y'all let me know. Who is your favorite character in Star Wars? And why? Right? For real. I think if it comes down to it, my favorite character was always Chewbacca. Even though he had his own language, you feel what I'm saying? Had his own language, right? My man's always kind of, you know, held everybody down, protected everybody, shielded everybody, loved everybody. You know, he was that guy. You know what I'm saying? Han Solo was that dude. You feel what I'm saying? I loved Han Solo. He always had the whip for me. My man's always had the jet. So he flying. He trying to get niggas up out of there. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get up out of here. You know, and again, I told y'all, them early Star Wars movies were hard to watch in a sense. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they were. They were very hard to watch. Because think about it. I'm a youngin'. I'm like, I think the first Star Wars movie I watched was maybe the first or second Star Wars movie. And my uncle, God rest his soul, rest in peace, loved him some old classic movies, right? And Star Wars was definitely an old classic to him, especially the older versions, right? So he would definitely, we sit down there and he'd, let's watch some Star Wars. Can't tell him no. Can't tell him no, right? So we'll sit there and watch some Star Wars. And I think if it came down to who was my, like, favorite kind of older character, it would definitely be Obi-Wan. Just the way he mentored and just the way he talked and fought and everything like that. Like, I think he was just dope. Samuel Jackson, when I finally seen Samuel L. in a Star Wars movie, don't know which one, don't crucify me for it. That was dope. You feel what I'm saying? To see him and some other black dope people up in that movie. Star Wars just has its pulse. Has his hand on the post, has his hand on the culture, will forever have his hand on the culture. And I don't know. And this was my question kind of going into this episode. Is there going to ever be something like Star Wars again? In terms of the American zeitgeist, when we talk about. Because think about it, we got Star Trek, like people love Star Trek, but it's not as big as Star Wars. Like people know Star Wars who you would think don't know Star Wars. You feel what I'm saying? And when you've entered into that type of household, when the average fan like me, who let's say might not initially get into something like Star Wars, appreciates, loves, and adores the brand and everything that it gives. Yeah. Because I always tell people there's levels to this. You have the regular fam like myself who, again, appreciates the brand, loves when they, you know, put the movie out. I watch a movie or two, not all like 10,000 of them. You feel what I'm saying? But like, you know, I watch a movie or two, and then you have like, people who are in the middle, and you got people like my girl who loves Star Wars to the death, know every line, know every phrase, you know, her and my boy know every phrase, every line, all that good stuff. So when you talk, yeah, entered fabric. So when I think when a brand and when a movie can conquer all three of those steps and do it for so long. Like, think about this. I believe every anime convention has some type of Star Wars figure in there. Hell, they probably got Star Wars conventions, right? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked. And I've seen pictures of anime cons and, you know, NYC anime cons and different anime, you know, conventions all across the world. Darth Vader and the Star Wars be showing up. They are worldwide. So literally, shout out to the Star Wars brand. Shout out to all my people who love the Star Wars brand to the depths of your soul. May the 4th be with you. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all have a wonderful day. Geek out tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying? Because Star Wars is a dope. It's dope. And I know, like I said, the last couple things for me, the last couple movies, maybe two or three movies that they've put out were great. My favorite has been The Mandalorian. Love that. I tried to get into the, as I said to my peoples, I tried to get into the Obi-Wan. Backstory on Disney Plus really wasn't kicking it like that. But I mean, like I said, I think all of the Star Wars movies are on Disney Plus. So check it out, man. Have a Star Wars day. You feel what I'm saying? And again, may the 4th be with you. All right. All right, y'all. It's time to come up on this mask. I gave y'all 15 minutes with this mask. That is good. You feel me? Yes. Giving y'all 15 minutes with this mask on. That's pretty damn good. That's not bad. That is bad. Because I wasn't going to last another 5. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I won't gonna last another 5 minutes in this damn mask. I probably could, but I'm oh man. Y'all be good, man. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. We really didn't have anything anime to talk about this week in terms of Jujutsu Kaisen and One Piece and all the other mangas right now. My Hero Academia is actually coming back tomorrow, so very, very excited for that. I know the manga has been going crazy, but I really don't read the MHA manga like that. I really watch the anime. So definitely excited about that. One Punch Man, I believe, is still on the way? Question mark? So I don't particularly know, but we'll see, and we'll get we're supposed to be getting that soon. So, but MHA Season 7 is coming out tomorrow, and I'm very, very, very excited for that. Just to get the continuation of all of the craziness that went on in Season 6. So definitely want to get to that. Solo Leveling is coming back next year, I believe, and Demon Slayer is on the way next week, May 12th, I believe. So yeah, it's a slow week in anime world right now, in the anime manga world right now. All the big animes are kind of on break. Just a side note, I will say this though, and I'll leave it here. I did watch One Piece in dub, the newer episodes, like the Wano episodes. And what I will say is that whoever chose these actors for dub,
trash.
I will say this: you got Big Mom right. You did not get Kaido right at all.
Trash.
We turned dub off so quick. My girl was like, "Let's watch it in dub and see what it sounds like." Oh, okay, cool. Bro, it sounds worse in English. I'm like, I don't like Law's voice. I don't like Kid's voice. I don't. And then for a while, you got Big Mom right, and then she talk about some mom, 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 I'm like, Big Mom don't do that.
Trash.
Big Mom don't do that. So y'all got to get it together. You know what I'm saying? Make King sound great. Huh? Because I know y'all coming out with the Zoro versus King in dub episode. So please, please do right. Do right. All right. I'm out of here for real. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. I love y'all. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Be safe. Be safe out here in these streets. Darth Vader is talking to you. Be safe out here in these streets. All right. All right, y'all. Y'all be good. Be sure to follow the podcast wherever you do. Listen to the podcast wherever you do. EpicEchoPro.com. That's where you can listen to this podcast and others on our platform. And yeah, that's it, man. We'll be out of here, and we'll see y'all next week for another one. I was supposed to release some Patreon episodes this week. I know. I'm sorry. I'm
late. Trash.
I'm trash about it. I will be next week. Life been life in this week, but we back on the next week. All right. I love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me. Thank y'all for being patient with me. And this has been another one. I'll be good. I'll see y'all next week. Not with this mask on though. Peace.